although there had been reports circulating on social media that commuter omnibuses would stop carrying passengers from 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the operators continued with their business as usual without any disturbances. Some commuter omnibus drivers who refused to speak on tape said that they are in support of their colleagues in Harare and are bracing for similar protests starting Wednesday. Bekite Mbanyati, provincial organizing secretary of the People's Democratic Party, said it is good that the people are expressing their discontent over the country's problems without any political parties involved, showing that no one is instigating them, contrary to what has been reported in the state media.
They are heading towards the right direction. The citizenry has started to participate. Citizenry has started to lead, to formulate the plans to liberalize the country. Now it's no longer political parties taking the lead. It's no longer individual political parties taking the lead. It's now the citizenry themselves. So it's a good thing, it's the right building. We support it. We want the people's movement to take charge.
Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Women's Regional Chairperson Grace Mate said the majority of the people in the country are disgruntled by the deteriorating economic situation. Mate said she supports the protests and hopes that they would come to Bulawayo and also spread countrywide. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, the National Secretary of the Commercial Workers Union of Zimbabwe, expressed similar views, adding that ordinary Zimbabweans are tired of the suffering that they are experiencing.
The demonstrations are okay, they are fine, but as of the violence, I don't think it's okay. We would want to applaud the people of Harare for being brave, for demonstrating against what is wrong, demonstrating against the oppressive rules, oppressive laws by this regime. And we hope that this will cascade down to all the cities, not only in Harare, but Bulawayo, Gweru, all the cities. I think it's high time we should show this government that the power belongs to the people.
With today's protests coming soon after the recent demonstrations at the Beitbridge border town over the import ban on basic commodities, there are increasing fears that the country could plunge into uncontrollable civil dissent. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.